Hello, this is Brian Cam, and you are listening to Clear Story. And in particular, you're going to listen to some submissions I've received to the prompt that I gave in April 2023 about how to balance making a living with living a meaningful life. And I continue to receive responses, so I'm just going to keep this going for as long as it goes. So if you have yet to submit and you would like to submit, please go to briancam.com/record and you can submit an audio file there. If you just want to send one directly to me and you have my contact details, you can feel free to do that as well. Since beginning this question, I have begun a few different jobs. One at the British Library, where I'm looking after digital preservation. The British Library is a legal deposit library, which means that they keep a copy of everything published within the UK, both physically and digitally, and that's a huge volume of information. So I am helping them with some of those data flows, and that has given me a chance to be out of the house and specifically in the British Library, which I love. And I've still maintained a practice of waking up quite early in order to write and read and exercise, ideally. And that has been going well. And an interesting one, because I don't think it necessarily conflicts, and in some ways it may actually enhance my ability to do the philosophical work that I am engaged in. And as a brief report on that, I am gearing up, as we speak, to do some serious writing on the book Neither Nor. And so that is also coming down the pipeline. And if you're interested in the details of what I've been up to, in particular over the last 6 months of my Interintellect Fellowship, then you can have a look at my Substack. So that's briancam.substack.com. And I wrote a piece explaining what I have been up to in the last 6 months, in addition to trying to get a job and figure out how to survive. So that's me today. This job will just about cover the rent. If you would like to contribute to my ability to actually do the philosophical work, I'm still using Patreon, and I will be posting more material to that. I've just been reading my notebook, which covers January to March of this year, and there's quite a bit in there that relates to the philosophical work. And so I will be posting some of that to patrons on the Patreon. And with that, I'm going to play you some of the responses that I've received. I think I've now played the prompt enough times, and in fact, that is now a bit out of date. But if you want to hear the prompt, you can scroll back through these episodes on Clear Story and find the first one about meaningful living versus making a living. So thank you so much for listening, and as always, I would love to hear from you. And here are the responses I've received. How do you balance making a living with living a meaningful life?
My name is Shannon Ray. I am from Crouch End, London. I'm living in Crouch End, London. And this question I found really interesting, because this is something I deliberate on constantly. It's something I am constantly balancing, and it's been this way for the past few years, since 2019, just before lockdown. And day to day, I work across different passion projects. One in specific at the moment, that is an events platform and an e-commerce brand. And the whole ethos is about community and coming together to explore wellness practices and creative practices and deepen our connection to ourselves and community and other people. That's something I mainly work on, as well as my creativity, singing, learning to DJ, and fueling that. as well as my well-being, that's something I really prioritize, and I feel like that can take a big chunk of my day, whether it's cooking myself a nourishing meal or, you know, having my routine in the morning. It's my days are centered around that. And yeah, I also have to work for money, which is this thing about, you know, the balance. I have to work for money. So I do a few ad hoc jobs here or there, working on some stalls, some market stalls, or doing some project management, some marketing, little bits and bobs just to get by. And yeah, that's my day-to-day stuff. Life purpose is really, I want to bring joy to people through creative mediums, and I want to share the stories that are meant to come through me into the world, and be a vessel for things to come through, and really be on that path and be a light and share and spread that light with whoever I come across and whoever I can touch to create some sort of difference. And creating a difference isn't at the forefront of my mind. It's, you know, that would be a great thing, but I just want to, yeah, share my joy, share my enthusiasm, share my wisdom, and help people. Helping people is a big, big thing for me, and helping people by providing tools or sharing resources and giving that space for someone to be able to help themselves. So I'm going to move into coaching, and that's something I've been working on. I've been doing a lot of deep work to move into that, and need to continue working on that. But yeah, that's kind of the life purpose, and to be a vessel for creativity. But striking the balance is hard. And there's days where, you know, I can feel stressed or worn down by the balance of, you know, wanting to pursue your purpose. I don't want to work for money. I don't want to just work for money. I want to live a purposeful life. And I think I've kind of decided that a meaningful living is the way that I am going and I will stick to, even if that means I'm money poor at the moment. But I can't really just do this something for the sake of doing it anymore. Not that I ever did that, but as in I've lost this desire to be in something that I don't see a benefit to this purpose or to going further along this journey. And I think lockdown has a big part to play in that as well. Lockdown happening, it was I spent so much time alone and in my own space doing the artist's way and getting creative and really just having that space and time that doing anything that feels so not aligned or feels like a waste, I can't bring myself to do it. So yeah, I understand that there's times where I need to also eat and be comfortable with, you know, not feeling stressed or angst each day because I'm like, where's my money coming from? So I do a bit of work that is me working for money. But then I would say that there's still enjoyment out of the things that I do for money, and they do benefit in some way this purpose. So yeah, really just taking that leap. I don't believe in holding back on my dreams for the sake of money. Everyone has different experiences and different situations, and I completely understand that. So there's some people that may have to go into a situation where they need to make a living and kind of put things on the back burner for that period of time. But I'm such an advocate for going after your dreams and really pursuing the things you want to pursue and making that a priority. So often in this world, you know, it's just the way of society that you know, someone else's work as a priority before your own well-being, your own intuition, your the way you trust yourself, everything. And it also, I think, comes to parenting as well. Just the messages that we are told and taught. But really, these things should come first. And we need to be radical and liberate ourselves to go after these things and understand that we can, you know, money is an energy, it's a currency, it's something that is limitless in, like, in the world, and something we can tap into, and we can make money in the ways we want to. But that's also a mindset thing and a heart set, like being able to tap in and connect to yourself and elevate yourself to a space where you can think in that way and live and vibrate on that frequency. But I understand that that's also, that could be seen as a privilege because not everyone can do that. So yeah, some conflicting thoughts, but I'm going to stop as this is 7 minutes, 40 seconds. And yeah, I could just continue, but thank you.
How do you balance making a living with living a meaningful life?
So, this is my answer to the question, how do you balance the necessities of life with pursuing your life's purpose, your creative impulse, or your art? How do you balance making a living with living a meaningful life? Right. Yeah, this is something I think about a lot. It's been a journey, and it's a journey I still am on. And excuse me, I'm gonna try to answer this to the best of my ability. Maybe try to tell the story somehow of how I got to where I am currently. I suppose I never. Me personally, I never sort of knew what I wanted to do. Like, growing up, you sort of swallow whatever it is that society feeds you. And I was never sort of, I always felt that there was something wrong with that. You know, I was never one to embrace the sort of finish school, go to university, choose a career, finish university and go right into it. But, I saw myself trying to do that, and I fell in love with music when I was around 13, started playing guitar, and I've always sort of leaned that way, that side of things. So from the age of 13 onwards, I would do, music was the main thing in my life. I got involved with bands. I only hung out with artists and musicians and stuff, and did have a studio at one point. I'm from Brazil. I grew up in the States, but this is on Brazil. I had a studio. It was like a non-profit thing. It was just our band, a place we hung out, listened to records and made music, and we were creative. And I had odd jobs here and there. I used to teach English so I could pay the rent to have that place. And anyway, the band sort of took off locally, and then when we started making money and it got serious and it became a commitment, it fell apart. And then ever since that, I've been sort of trying to get back to that, if that makes sense, to that sort of period of time. But what ended up happening was, this was all in Brazil where I'm from, and around 2013 I moved to London and saw myself in a completely different situation, I didn't know anybody here basically, and I had to kind of start from scratch. And it's coming up to 10 years since I've been here. And I've always done my music, and I've always had my projects, but also I've had to find a sort of way to support myself and manage that, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like living a double life, because I was basically doing it. I got a degree in journalism and ended up here doing some stuff with translation. I don't really like any of it, of that stuff. It's just stuff you do for money. And but always making records on my own, releasing records, trying to form bands and stuff. And around the year of 2017, it was like my third or fourth year here, I got really into sort of like that follow your passion thing and Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss. And I got into Wayne Dyer and Esther Hicks and all that manifestation stuff. And I thought, I'm going to give this a go, but I couldn't let go of the job. I was working a full-time job, but I thought, I'm going to try. And, you know, like I was saying before about swallowing society's things, this was another one, and I had to find out the hard way that I had to sort of... So I was never, like, ambitious. Like, I just love art, and I just love creating, and I love making things. It's like a higher calling, if you will. And like many of us do, you play for free and you do things. And I don't know how the world works. I don't know how the music industry works. When my band, it happened for us, we were just there at the right place at the right time with the right people, the sort of music we were playing, like this crazy psychedelic rock that we mixed with local Brazilian, like samba music and stuff, bossa nova. It just worked. People loved it. They just showed up to the gig and things just happened naturally. And I don't know how to make that happen, if that makes any sense. And to be a musician nowadays, you got to get on Instagram, you got to post, you got to create content. I just saying those words, it makes me nauseous. I'm not a content creator. I don't work for Instagram and that kind of thing. So, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to try and do it. And plus, having overcome some really, really tough obstacles in my life, some personal sort of challenges and overcoming sort of like really tough sort of situations regarding my health, my mental health, physical health. I thought if I could do that, I could probably make this work again. And, you know, and I meditate every day, and I started doing, you know, these visualization kind of exercises and stuff, and writing in notepads goals that I wanted to, you know, and you know, even a couple of things happened. I got involved with a record label and I made a record. It came out on vinyl, but it was nothing like how I expected it to be. And the results weren't what I wanted. And a lot of frustration came out from that. And I hit another wall, and I was very frustrated. I didn't want to do that anymore. I started doing a lot of this more sort of like avant-garde, really, really uncommercial kind of music, which is really what I like, if I'm really honest. And that seems to gain some traction, but none of the, like, I'm making money off of it kind of thing. And it's always been that debate, you know, about art and music and how do you make money from it. So, cut long story short, I was very frustrated, disappointed. I thought, what's the point? I don't know what to do this anymore. And I came to realize, and this kind of thing made me very depressed, and it brought me down a lot and gave me a lot of mental sort of, you know, setbacks, excuse me. And so what ended up happening was my father passed away in January, and I just put everything on hold. And you know, I was going through the grieving process, and I was trying to find out who I am. Who am I in the middle of all this? You know, what do I... In the middle of all the grief, and I decided to just remove everything that was causing me stress at the moment. So the music thing, the idea of trying to make money off of it and becoming an artist, and it wasn't even about making money towards the end. It was about some sort of external validation, which I had once in my younger, when I was younger, and which is really odd. And it's something that I had to realize that that wasn't me, you know, that wanting this sort of validation, this external approval, like just people basically, you know, or getting like on a magazine or something, which had already happened, or on MTV. And then I realized that it was one of those things that it's like one of those pills society wants you to swallow. I was never ambitious, or I never, the first time around it kind of happened with music, and now this time I'm forcing it and I'm feeling horrible. And I, you know, you're going online and you're making these videos, you know, talking to the screen like, hey, listen to my thing. It's just not in me. It's not of my nature, you know, even though I like performing and playing shows and stuff. And what I'm trying to get at is that I took away that sort of chasing the thing and the pursuit, and I got rid of that. And then there was a period where like I felt like I had nothing to say. It lasted like around 2-3 months where I had nothing to say with music. And then suddenly I just started feeling like an itch again. And I started listening to music and going back to records I loved early on when I was starting out, like the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix, and just, you know, fall in love with those things all over again. And, you know, because I'm not in it, I've never been in it for the competition, for the, so all this to say that I've been lucky in the way that I've got a setup where I'm part-time and I can only work, I get to work only 3 days of the week, and I'm off for 4. That's because I've been with the same company for around 6 years. I don't like this job. I don't want to be in this job. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's not a job I go happily there every day. I hope they won't listen to this. But I mean, I get to work with some really nice people, you know, but it's not like, it's a kind of job that it adds nothing to my life, if that makes sense. It's just a place that I go and I do what they ask me to do for those 9 hours on those 3 days. And then when I'm out of there, I don't even like to remember. I don't even think about it. I can forget all about it. And for the next 4 days of the week, I get to really be myself, you know? And right now at the minute, I'm just making music and art exactly how I want it to, you know, feeling less anxious about it. So all that was just to say that for me personally, I have to completely separate sort of like the external materialistic sort of thing from my music or from my art. So I go to the job, I work there, I get money, I can pay the rent, I can eat food. And I luckily, you know, like I said, I get to do it only 3 days out of the week, part-time. And on the other 4 days, I get to be myself, I get to walk around, listen to music and feel inspired, come home and record something. And I got a label down in Brazil, they release my stuff. And I'm quite happy just living like that. And it doesn't drive me nuts because I'm not expecting anything from music. Music for me is a spiritual connection. It's a world that I sort of built and I get to live in it. And not in an escapist kind of way. Like I was saying, I don't really, like, I felt like, I always say that, you know, I feel like somebody who's just been dropped off by a spaceship in the wrong planet. And I don't really understand that, the sort of greed and the seeking. People are always, you know, there's a lot of interest in gaining and achieving and you know, acquiring things and status and all that. And because I'm a person, I'm a human, and I want to sort of fit in with my peers, I felt like I had to do these things and I had to make music and be successful at it so that then I would have those things and I would feel like how everybody else felt. And it turns out that if I just drop all that, the material, and I don't think about the materialistic side of it, and by material, I mean just the material world in general of, you know, the everything that's not spirituality, then I am happy. And if I just make music just to connect with the higher parts and the higher aspects of myself, and I get lost in the music, and that's that in itself is a buzz. So yeah, that's kind of how I do it. I have to separate it, and one thing's one thing and another, and it's the best way I've found so far, and this is the best time I've ever had in my entire life. I've never been happier, and it's working out pretty good. I'm not putting any pressure on myself, and I just make things because I love making things. I love music. It's my passion. It's God, you know. I get to commune with a power greater than myself when I'm immersed in music, when I'm playing music with others, or when I'm recording, and when I can bring the sort of images and sounds that I see and hear in my head, when I can hear it coming out of the speakers, that's just a magical, magical feeling that is just a real buzz. So that's my take on it. And thanks for having me. Lots of love and peace.
How do you balance making a living with living a meaningful life?
My name is Matt Starrett. I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas. I live in London. Three background notes. Note one, I come from a family where two generations ago, all four grandparents were relatively poor. They were living in the US and Canada, but struggled through World War II and the Dust Bowl with food, among other challenges. My parents went from middle class to upper middle class to upper class in America during my childhood. I grew up with increasing financial privilege, but was raised with the ghosts of prior generations. Note two, I was an undergraduate student during the financial crisis. Peers had to withdraw from university due to their family's financial hardships. Peers' parents lost employment and struggled to find work again. Note three, early in my career, I managed to find employment at an investment bank in New York. After a year, I realized that while I liked many of my bosses, I did not want either their jobs or their bosses' jobs. I believe it's important to make a living, to support yourself, your partner, and your current or future children, if you have them. In my mind, there's a base level of economic support or safety that you should achieve, and I don't think that should be taken for granted. I'm aware that I may over-index for this out of conservatism. That said, I don't think that precludes living a meaningful life, especially in the world in 2023. There are a number of places to live and work that offer the combination of economic safety and the freedom of time to live a meaningful life. To me, living a meaningful life includes spending time with people I enjoy spending time with, exploring topics of interest and conversation, reading about subjects of interest that I find interesting, exploring subjects that comprehensively describe the world and contributing to those subjects in a way that better explains them, especially when there are subjects that are not well explained. I think it's important to spend time with partners and committed loving relationships. And while I don't have children, when I likely do someday, spending time with them and teaching them how to learn and enjoy learning. Someone who loves learning, especially learning how the world works, living a meaningful life means living a life of learning. Today, I'm in a happy, loving relationship. I intentionally work for a fintech company. I trade my time for money. The intention, though, is to work with people I like, to learn in that work, and to secure additional economic security, either directly or indirectly. I think I'm doing both today. The job takes more time than would be optimal, but I'm okay with that. I've consciously made that trade-off. At the moment, I'm very interested in learning about social capital. I find the concept of social capital fascinating. Creatively, I've written an outline for a book on that topic. Done quite a bit of research, both reviewing people's opinions and takes of that on the internet, as well as academic research. the process of doing that literature review is one of the things I get the most joy out of. If economic security wasn't a consideration, I'd probably focus on that. However, I know that there is a meaningful life trade-off in doing what I'm doing. And if I was going to do that, there would be a meaningful life trade-off. Writing can be isolating. I would not spend as much time with people I enjoy spending time with if I did that, because today I get to spend time with people who I really enjoy spending time with at work. The process of publishing and distributing literature is not easy. It would not necessarily be social in the ways that I enjoy being social. Today, I'm confident in what I would like to be doing with my life, but it is a balancing act, and I think I'm happy with how I'm balancing it.
How do you balance making a living with living a meaningful life?
Hello, I'm Yulia. Originally, I'm from Moscow, and currently I live in London. So this is a question I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I wish I could give you a good answer, but I don't know it yet myself. I believe that everything can be meaningful once you assign meaning to it. But then, depending on where you are at in life, some things that used to be meaningful can suddenly stop being that way. For example, I'm one of these rare people who decided early on what I want to do when I grow up. I was 8 years old when I decided to be a fashion designer. I studied fashion design, then I found a good job in a big brand, and I absolutely loved my job, and it was basically my dream that came true. But after several years, it became repetitive and meaningless. I didn't grow in this job. I felt that I've done it all. So I quit my job and started looking for new things in life. I moved abroad. I did a lot of freelance design work, had a lot of other things. I had my own small businesses, tried doing fine art. So some of these things were passion stuff that brought me a lot of joy and that taught me a lot of things in life. Some of these things, like freelance design, was something that I did just to pay my bills. And at some point in life, I was lucky enough to save enough money to pursue another lifelong dream of mine and to study in London. I was also lucky enough to have the savings so I could quit my doing some freelance job that I've done before, and I was able to solely focus on the studies. I did master's in interaction design, that is called interaction design, but it's more like experiential design, and it's something that I'm very interested in. And yes, I find it meaningful, and I found the time that I was doing it quite interesting and very rewarding. I grew a lot, but now I have finished this master's and I find myself at the crossroads again. So there is a big question for me that I need to figure it out now. So do I start from scratch, find an entry-level position or internship in this new sector that will open up some career opportunities for me that will be interesting, meaningful, but then at the same time, it won't pay well, and it's a big issue currently in London with the cost of living. My second option is to go back to doing what I've already done before and that I have a lot of experience in, so I will be able to find a better paying job, have a much better quality of life, but then probably it won't feel as meaningful because it will take a lot of time and I won't feel that I'm really growing because it's something that I've already done. So the third option and that I take the biggest risk and start my own thing, and it will be the scariest, the most challenging, but at the same time probably the most meaningful and the most interesting. So these are my three options, and as you can see, I'm trying to find the answer myself. One thing I learned that your calling and passion doesn't necessarily bring you money. Like that whole thing that find your calling and money will come, I don't believe in it. I know it doesn't work this way, at least for me. So maybe the answer is somewhere in the middle, is to find a thing that pays well and that is not exhausting and soul-destroying, and meanwhile work on something meaningful on the side that can either remain a hobby or maybe hopefully at some point start generating enough income, and then I would be able to quit this other thing that I did mainly for paying the bills. Or maybe this new meaningful project will open the doors to something completely new that I can't even imagine right now. So this is where I'm at. Hopefully, maybe in a year, I can give you an update and be a success story of a person who figured it all out. But I guess that's the interesting part of life, that it doesn't come with the ready answers and you need to find them for yourself.
So thank you this episode to Shannon, Luis, Matt, and Yulia. It's been a real pleasure to listen to you. And as I said at the start, I am still accepting submissions, so please feel free to contribute if you have yet to do so, and I look forward to hearing from you. This is Brian Cam, and you've been listening to Clear Story. Since you've listened to the end of this episode, you're exactly the kind of person that I would love to hear from. So please visit briancam.com, where you can find links to my social media and other ways to contact me. If you would like to receive infrequent updates about my work, please subscribe at briancam.substack.com. If you're interested in supporting my work, please visit patreon.com/briancam, where I post everything that I'm working on. Both of those links are in the show notes, and I look forward to hearing from you.